Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I'm Joanne Darcy and you're listening to High Performance Woman Podcast, where we're elevating stories of high performance women from across the globe. Here's what we have coming up for you today.
I think that burnout, just to add in there, it's not something bad or negative. It's just something that's asking you to redirect your energy towards what matters to you now. I would literally walk around the lake every morning and I'd be crying, you know. It's like everyone thought I was this successful. And I was miserable. I was feeling very lonely. I had no interest in life at all. All my passion and energy and care had gone. And for me, that's what burnout looked like. And then I was trying to put my foot on the gas to go and I just had nothing. I ended up choosing HRT because, it was too much. I was like, we have so little time on this earth. I don't want to spend these days telling myself that I'm shit all day long. I think every woman has a superpower as well. But mine is my sensitivity and being able to tune in to others and choosing to use that and develop that and embrace that and master that and apply that. I think that's mastery, isn't it? Of choosing to master your gift is high performance. Turn off all the other noise, like turn off the experts, turn off the social media, turn off, you know, the TV or Netflix, and then start listening to yourself.
Yeah. Today's guest is best-selling author Kat Biles, who was also the Global Comms Director for the Homeless World Cup. After suffering burnout herself, Kat changed her whole life and relocated to Antigua, where she currently runs a retreat centre. Kat, your story is absolutely fascinating, inspiring, and I'm just really looking forward to delving into that with you today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's great to be with you.
So how are things in Antigua?
Oh, it's actually overcast today, but normally it's, beautiful weather all year round and lots of lush vegetation, beautiful light, feet on the earth. You know, I walk every morning with my dog at the sea, like literally roll out of bed and onto the beach. So, it's just the life that I always dreamed of having one day.
As many people do, I'm sure. It sounds absolutely amazing.
Yes, it is beautiful.
So if we go back a few years, tell me just about how you ended up relocating to Antigua. What was happening in your life around that time?
Yeah, so I was experiencing burnout and I'd been the Global Communications Director of the Homeless World Cup, which was absolutely wonderful, and uses football to help people who are homeless change their lives. And the results were incredible. It was a deeply transformational program. And we were hugely successful. In 5 years, it grew very, very quickly. We had powerful messaging, a brilliant product of an annual World Cup for homeless people. So we literally would have 48 teams of people from, 48 nations coming together in different countries each year, with the aim of giving them a transformational experience, but also breaking down stereotypes as well. And it was an amazing program that like worked with love rather than fear or any of those. So it was very inspiring. And then after 6 years of doing that, you know, literally I was exhausted. And, you know, you're exposed to things that you don't, you know, like the impacts of genocide in some of the African countries. In one World Cup, every single woman that we had a Women's World Cup and every single woman had been raped. You know, the issues of drugs and alcohol. And these people are like facing addiction and sometimes rejection from their families, or they've been abused by their families and that's why they're homeless. So, you know, you're dealing with quite intense issues. And after 6 years, I was just on my knees with that. So I took a break and I started reconnecting with myself because I felt like I'd lost my way as well a bit. And everyone's sort of telling you, wow, you're doing such an amazing job. I had a beautiful flat that I'd paid for, you know, all of those like external visions of success were lined up. But inside I was really miserable and I was angry at the state of the world. I was hurting. I was exhausted and really burnt out. I literally, you know, I was running on adrenaline all the time. And so I stopped and I started looking for fun things to do. And I did some really fun things. Like there's a wonderful photographer who, I can't remember his name right now, but he takes images of human beings that are naked, like masses of them. And I went to Amsterdam and rode a bike naked in Amsterdam. Wow. Part of one of his pictures. He's naked in a multi-story car park. He had us like 1,000 people in there. He's brilliant. He's really, really good. And I was experimenting things with like that. And then I also turned to my personal development, and started doing some work around my intuition and my imagination as a tool for change and my transformation, which is always, my imagination has always been a guiding strength, I want to say, for me. And has reorientated my life a couple of times. So I did this wonderful training with a guy called Darren Eden called The Transformation, which looks at your intuition and your imagination guiding your life. And as part of that, I kept getting visions of white sandy beaches and lying on sunbeds. And I kept meeting my future self, who was always wearing a bikini. I was like, you know, imagine I'm a corporate kind of, you know, global comms person, and this woman in a bikini in my imagination kept showing up, guiding me.
What? So the work that you did with him specifically to tap into that, what did that involve?
Tap into your intuition and to tap into your, I use it now. It's become one of my, because this is one of the things that I love the most. It's you work with guided meditations and listening and receiving and working with that aspect, which I find that women have really strongly anyway. Women have strong intuition. We're kind of taught to ignore it, especially in business. It's you know, people talk about, oh, gut instinct and your head, but they never listen to the heart and the wisdom within our hearts. And that's what I do now. I specifically and intentionally bring in those higher creative intelligences and the emotional intelligence and the wisdom of our intuition and imagination. Mm-hmm. So as I was working with this and listening to this, I was guided to Antigua, I thought, for a holiday. So I came here on holiday just by myself for 10 days. And Antigua and the Caribbean has a real, like, much more of a culture of going with the flow. And you have to go with the flow here. If you don't go with the flow, if you try and push, no. So it kind of broke this addiction I had of making things happen and pushing and like willing and forcing, which I was very, very good at, and manipulating and cajoling. I was an expert at that, which I think you have to, you know, you are if you're managing teams and business. And I don't think that's necessarily the right way to go. But yes, my intuition guided me here for a holiday. Yeah. And then I was in the sea. The sea is magical here. It is very high vibration, beautiful, clear turquoise colors because of the white sand as well. And I was lying in the sea and I heard, you're not done, you have to come back for a month. And I don't know where these, like they say it's your higher self, or it always feels like it's coming from outside of me, like inspiration, but they say it's coming from within. Mm-hmm. And so I came back 5 weeks later, I came back for a month, and I was, you know, walking barefoot on the sand. I was eating mangoes directly from the tree. It was summer, so there was like lots of like fruits and, you know, coconuts from the tree and things. Floating in the sea every day for an hour, that feeling of being held really brought me back to myself. Yeah. After being in the world, like unsafe with dealing with all of these issues, to then be held by the ocean.
And a feeling of weightlessness. Oh. And when you have your head under the water, the sense of, you know, the sound goes inwards nearly.
Oh, it does. And you, and also that feeling of being embraced by the ocean, just healed me, and I felt well. And then I started listening much more to my intuition, and that just kept bringing me back here. And now I'm here, married to my husband, who's Antiguan. We have a stray dog that turned up and a stray cat. We have, you know, we live in a little village, and it's, yeah. And now I bring other people here because it's, and other women to work on their businesses here, because it's connecting with literally the energy of life itself.
Yeah.
That, then, you know, life has a plan for us all, I kind of feel. And it's like working with that rather than against it.
Mm.
And that's when we're in harmony with our true nature. That's when we're in harmony with nature. And that's, for me, that's our optimal performance,
mm-hmm.
when we're in that one. We're going with the flow of who we are and the flow of life itself rather than pushing against it.
Yeah.
And my life changed radically when I started doing that.
There's so much in that, in terms of your journey, and I'm just intrigued with so many different elements of it. So if we could go back to just after you said there was 6 homeless World Cups, and everything that you said that involved, I'd like to probably touch on that a little bit later. But the concept of burnout we talk about a lot nowadays, thankfully. What did burnout look like for you? And
what could you say to our
listeners, I suppose, about how to identify it in themselves?
Yeah. You know, at the time, I felt a lot of shame around it because it wasn't talked about. And I thought it was just me. And I thought there was something wrong with me. I hadn't been good enough. I hadn't been able to manage, you know, things well enough. And actually, then I started watching I've started watching some things, and the whole, do you know the Pixar team, Toy Story 2, when they made Toy Story 2, they gave themselves like deadlines and pressures so that the whole team burnt out and couldn't work for a whole year. I was like, wow, okay. So, you know, I held organizations like that in great esteem. So I was like, oh, it's not just me. Then I started to research it and realized that, like, you know, there's, I think it's like 60 billion or something crazy in costs of, you know, sickness and things wasted in business from burnout. So then I started like, oh, okay, so it's actually an issue. For me, I believe that, or from my experience, burnout is when it's kind of a mindset and a set of beliefs that are operating, and it's separation from source, from the energy of life itself, whatever you want to call it, flow, universal intelligence, vibes, they call it here in the Caribbean. So you're separate from that. When you're plugged into that and you have, you know, all the energy, all the time, all the money, all of the, you know, and you're guided and you're held by life itself and life is supporting you, then you're not in burnout. You know when to rest, you know when to, you know, to take. But when you have a belief that you have to do it all, and it's kind of all on you, and you're separate from that life force, and that's when I think we start to burn out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what does that look like day to day? In your opinion, is there 5 different things that we could look out for, or does it vary depending on the type of person somebody is?
I think it's, I mean, there's a really great guy called Wallace J. Nichols, and he talks about blue mind, which is how we feel when we're by water, you know, that serenity and calm and connection. almost like a transcendence. You feel like connected to the universe and you're inspired. Yeah. And that's how we feel when we're by water. And then he talks about red mind, which is when we're making fast decisions and we're in, you know, which is what society kind of demands of us these days. It's very rapid, and it's, you're like constantly being bombarded with information and buy this, do this, this is the best way, this expert says this, you know, you're being bombarded. And that red mind, so we start to get anxious, we start to get, you know, a little bit scattered and overwhelmed. And then that's like a precursor to burnout. I you know, that mind when it's overstimulated. Mm-hmm. And that's when you know that you need to stop. And he recommends you go and spend time by any water body, rivers, lakes, because it will calm you down and it will bring you back to yourself. Then he talks about gray mind, which is where you've had too much of that fast, rapid, you know, decision making, you're pulled in all different directions. And then you go into like disinterest. And then, you know, then you start to feel like completely indifferent to life. You might, it's like a feeling of mild depression. And, you know, this is how I was in Bath. I would literally walk around the lake every morning and I'd be crying, you know, it's like everyone thought I was this successful. And I, you know, and I was literally, yeah, I was miserable. I was feeling very lonely. I had no interest in life at all. All my passion and energy and care had gone. And for me, that's what burnout looked like. And then I was trying to put my foot on the gas to go, and I just had nothing. And when I left the Homeless World Cup, I spent like 3 months just in bed, just, you know, watching films, drinking tea, doing nothing to just rest and catch up with myself. And that was a really important process. But it took me a while. And it wasn't until I came to Antigua and had that energy of nature. Like lots of people talk about nature now as a healer. It really is. And it was nature that brought me back to myself, brought me back to my energy, my inspiration, and what I'm here for.
Yeah, yeah. And if we took the example of somebody in today's Western world with the red mind, and they're struggling and they don't know what's wrong with them, because externally they've ticked all the societal boxes. Everybody is like, wow, they've made it. Yes, they are waking up feeling like you described. They're walking around the lake feeling lonely, not knowing what's wrong with them. And after listening to this, potentially feel like, wow, that sounds like you're talking about me, and maybe I am burnt out. What advice could you give to somebody when they're probably thinking, but I could never stop for 3 months?
Yeah, exactly. I tell you what as well, I mean, it could just feel like, you know, I have a lot of women that come to me and they're just, I just don't care about my business anymore. I just don't love it. I've fallen out of love with it. Like, that's the first sign. And I also think that burnout, just to add in there, it's not something bad or negative. It's just something that's asking you to redirect your energy towards what matters to you now. So those things that I was doing, you know, with the Homeless World Cup mattered to me then, but other things matter to me now. So I was kind of like being, it's like a redirection from life. And if you don't listen to that, then you're going to be taking more than 3 months off. It's like, seriously. So listen to that. And you don't have to take 3 months off. You can, you know, you can take a week out and go and, you know, like that's what women do. They come on a retreat with me and take that time away, go to a new place, go to water, and have that time to reconnect with yourself and ask, you know, what matters to you now, and who are you, and what are you here for now in this fresh starting point? Where do you want to put your life force and your energy and your heart and soul now? And that's a really and listening to that, those early warnings of like, actually, I'm not enjoying this anymore, I don't care about this, before you get to the resentment and the anger, you'll end up not needing to take 3 months off. Just take that week, or take a weekend, you know, and just and take some time to reassess. So important.
Yeah, I think I heard a quote before, if we don't look after our wellness, it becomes our illness.
Right. It's the number one, your number one asset. And because you can't operate if you, you certainly can't operate at your optimal, you know, flow if you are, if you're, if, you know, mentally and physically and spiritually drained.
And what you were describing there about realizing what's important to you. In today's world, there's probably so many people, women in particular, who are revolving. And probably if you were to ask somebody what's really important to you, people would say family, children, etc. But how do you go deeper to really define that? Because it's a big question and hard to tap into.
Yeah, it is a question. And that, for me, that's your soul's calling. And for the way that I access it for myself and with others is by listening to my heart's wisdom. So in those, in the stillness, so your mind might tell you one thing, and, you know, and that might be rooted in thoughts and feelings and beliefs and expectations of others and, you know, needing to please that person or this person or being afraid of taking that step forward. You know, your mind will take you in one place. But your heart, in those moments where you sit and listen quietly in the stillness, will reveal to you. So, you know, like recently I was like, through COVID, we all went through a massive change. And I think a lot of people started to listen, didn't they? And think, actually, I'm not doing what I, this doesn't fulfill me. And this doesn't, this isn't contributing to anything. And they, so they started to take stock. And, you know, my business changed at that time as well. I was working in travel. So, you know, lots of people couldn't come to Antigua at that point. And then I was going through the menopause as well, which is, that was an interesting one. And I started to have these thoughts again, like you're like, who cares? You know, you're not important. You have no value. You have no worth. And I was like, whoa, what is this? So I started to listen underneath that, and I could feel like a call, like when I, so I wrote the book, my book, Creative Happy Work, which helped me tap into my heart, and nature helps me tap into my heart. Gratitude helps me listen. Other people paint or swim, or my husband windsurfs, you know, that taps him into his inner wisdom. And I got this calling to ocean, and like how I, like the ocean, if you remember, like helped me and held me back to healing. And I wanted to do the same for the ocean. I wanted to. And so I started reaching out to all the people I knew that work with water and the ocean. And then there's an organization here that I was actually volunteering with, called Adopt a Coastline. And I was like, wow, we could actually formalize this, and we could take this across the Caribbean. We do cleanups and tree planting, and we work with young people so that connect them back to nature, which is connecting them back to their true nature as well. It's a lot of joy in it. And we very, very quickly raised 150,000, you know, we very US dollars for a program here in Antigua, and then taking it out to other small Caribbean islands. And it was very easy to do that. There was no pushing, whereas I was trying to push to keep my retreats going when travel was shut down. It's like, no, you're being redirected. So I could have pushed and I could have gone into burnout. But it was like, no, listen, I was getting a real call to the ocean. And then this money very easily came in for the projects. So now there's all these people in Antigua. There's a lovely community here of people who care about and who are being given the opportunity to take positive action towards the ocean. So yeah, it's listening to that and going with the flow of that and trusting that, that I think is the essence of optimal performance.
Definitely. I think the from what you described there, it sounds like when the push just seems like too much, to take a step back and be guided to what you're being led to. That sounds like such an amazing initiative in terms of the coastlines. Yeah, and then now it's across all Caribbean islands.
We've got funding to go across. We could go into three other small islands, which is brilliant. Because then I, you know, I get as well to explore some of the Caribbean, which you know, I would love to do and connect with other. We want to set up like a network of women who are coastal stewards and water keepers across the Caribbean, and, you know, and nurturing the coastlines, because when we nurture anything, we're also nurturing ourselves as well. Mm-hmm. And so that's really empowering. Yeah, that's what I'm up to. That's like my hobby became center stage for a while. And now I've just built downstairs. We've got a lovely retreat space where I can work one-to-one with people here in the village, which was always my dream, to bring people into this space, because there's something very special about this village. You know, we just, sometimes I sit on the back step with my husband having a beer and you're like, you know, oh, just see hummingbirds and the birds singing and the banana trees growing. And it's just, yeah, it's like lush, abundant life all around you. And that does something to your cellular structure that is good for you.
Yeah. And how long would people normally spend if they come over to you?
A week normally.
A week.
Yeah, and then some people like I'm just coming back here like once a year, and they come and create their business plan for the year here as well and work with me that way, so that they plug in literally to inspiration and to life. Because we can get like you know that wheel you described. I call that the hamster wheel. I think that everyone, that's like a known term, isn't it? Yeah, you have to get off that.
Yeah,
you have to get off that. You're not in your optimal performance and flow when you're in that hamster wheel.
And it's great to know that people can get those results within a week, because for people that are feeling burnt out, that maybe recognize some of the characteristics you described there that you were feeling when you identified it as burnout, potentially think, there's no way I could leave my job. There's no way I could take a break away. But to know that there is refreshment to be had in a week, whether that's, you know, locally or going further afield, is quite refreshing to know.
Yeah, and you can do 10 minutes, right? You can go 10 minutes into your imagination and have that refreshment as well. So, you know, I've made meditations that can take people into that. But I think the main thing is being in alignment with who you are, who you're here to serve, where you're showing up for those people, and what you're saying to them, what your offering is to them. And when you're truly in alignment and you've listened to your heart with that, you know, I've had women and they're like, oh, I have to be a corporate coach because that's where the money is. And when you actually take them into their heart, who they truly are and what they really care about is teenagers in Australia and their self-esteem. And then they start telling you about these amazing games that they've made and their eyes are lighting up. It's like, yeah, do that. Yeah. That's where the energy wants you to go.
Yeah. And I think if you have the right energy, if you're following the money, the energy will be depleted quite quickly. But if you're actually following the energy, it will result in money at the end, because actually you're being driven by your passion nearly.
Totally. I mean, that's what happened with Adopt a Coastline. Very quickly, we were given, you know, from four sources, the money to operate for and put these programs in place. And there was no effort and we had to write proposals and be clear on our objectives and things like that, which, you know, takes some time, but we didn't have to go out and chase it.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
And you mentioned menopause there. It's such a big topic now, and it's so great to see that it's been spoken about openly, and again that it's not shameful or hidden or kind of a dirty secret nearly. How was the experience for you, or you know, what have you learned?
Well, you know what I learned, actually, like how our hormones have such an impact on us, and you know, ways to manage that. So when I was younger, when I, you know, I realized I had an eating disorder, and I had to 6.5 stone, and I had bulimia, and it was actually my imagination working with a therapist in my imagination to redirect my thinking that healed me there. So my, like I said, my imagination has always been like a strong guiding force moving me back onto my path when I veer off. But I used to have like, I had very negative thinking when I went through puberty, and then as you know, in that the time afterwards, it was like, you know, you're useless, you have no one cares about you, like, you know, you're no good. You know, all of those thoughts were very loud in my head and are very hard to manage. That all came back with the menopause. I was like, whoa, I remember this sort of negative tirade in my head. And that was very hard to manage. The only thing that made me feel better was going cleaning up the beaches with the fresh air and the ocean. And then afterwards, you know, you'd start off with this place that's covered in trash. And afterwards it felt like the earth could breathe. I could breathe. And I was like, oh, and that's where Adopt a Coastline came from as well. Like wanting to do more of that because it was making me feel good. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was a challenge. And I ended up choosing HRT because it was too much. I was like, we have so little time on this earth. I don't want to spend these days telling myself that I'm shit all day long.
Did it take you a long time to decide that that was the right option for you? Or did you have doubts about it?
Yeah, because there's quite some stigma around it, isn't there? Still, I think. And there's fears like, oh, it'll give you cancer. Oh, it will... You know, because there hasn't been a lot of research. I mean, when you get into it, there's not a lot of research into women's health generally. Like men's health as the starting point, or men's shoe design as the starting point, or men's car driving as the starting point. You know, it's like all products are pretty much designed by for men. And so when you look at that, you're like, oh, yeah, there's some, now more women are coming into those positions that, the research is being done so I had to do that and just check in, but then also just check in with my intuition and is it right for me, and it was. So I went with it. I just trust my intuition now. And then I have such a deep strong faith in it because it always takes me to the highest outcome, not just for myself but others. I listen to that. You're not going through that yet.
No, not yet, thankfully. But I do think that it is so good that there's so much conversation about it now, and you can see workplaces taking initiatives around it. And generally, people are happy to be vulnerable and help others by sharing their stories and their journeys, which is amazing.
Yeah, and things like, I used to think, oh, you know, what are they on about? And then actually it's like, oh, actually it is a big change. And so, you know, lots of self-care, self-awareness, and making sure that you listen to that and do give yourself what you need. I remember like talking to my mum, because she said, I just sort of had hot flushes. And then we were like, actually, no. Do you remember that, you know, she used to come to ballet to pick us up as kids from school and then just go home and hadn't picked us up and get home and wonder what she was doing. I was like, my dad, like, where are the kids? And she's like, oh. and that's a symptom of menopause. So just being, you know, giving yourself the space for it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think it's really important. And we try and push on. Everything in our society, isn't it, is like, we just try and push on.
Yeah, keep going. Don't move on.
John.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, don't.
A question I ask every guest on the podcast is that I believe every woman embodies high performance. And just wondering what you think about that and why.
Yeah, I do. And I think every woman has a superpower as well. But mine is my sensitivity and being able to tune in to others and choosing to use that and develop that and embrace that and master that. And apply that. I think that's mastery, isn't it? Of choosing to master your gift is high performance, and to go with, like, you know, what I was saying before, to go with your true nature and of who you are. Like, if you're naturally nurturing, develop that. If you're naturally, fight for justice, go with that. Mm. You know, whatever your natural true calling is in your heart. Mm-hmm. That's for me. When we listen to that and we go with that and we're in tune with that, that's high performance.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. And in terms of your book, Creative Happy Work, how much of finding that out for yourself can people learn from that?
Yeah, it's basically your map. So these two books really have changed my life. This one's a surrender experiment by Michael Singer. You can see it's very dogged. Mm-hmm. But this one, Create a Happy Work, it gives you the structure to listen to your heart and to, like, who are you, you know, what is your soul's calling? Like, I love that. You know, Joe Wicks, the body coach, yeah. He talks about that's his calling, mm-hmm. and he's made his business his calling. And that's what this book does. It allows you to tap into your calling and turn that into a business. Mm-hmm. Because we spend so much time at work, then it would be great if your work was your true purpose. Mm-hmm. So bringing that into alignment. And so, yeah, it takes you through the steps to do that really easily. Mm-hmm.
And what would be the steps that you could share for somebody feeling just really stuck right now? Who knows, if you were to ask them where they enjoy working or what energizes them, what would be the 3-4 steps that they could take today to maybe move themselves towards a different life where they follow their passions?
Yeah, get out in nature and listen to your wisdom in nature. Connect. Nature is a really easy way to do that. You can connect with your heart's wisdom as well through meditation, through yoga, whatever it is that invites in that inspiration and grounded flow for you. And then start listening to that and following it. So if you feel energized by, I don't know, cooking, do that. Follow that. Follow the energy and follow the flow, because it will never disappoint you. It will always take you the places that you're meant to be and the people that you're meant to be with.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just spend more time listening to your inner wisdom and who you are and what you're here for. Turn off all the other noise, like turn off the experts, turn off the social media, turn off, you know, the TV or Netflix, and then start listening to yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Some of my questions, I have 3 questions that I ask guests at the end of the podcast, and you've covered a lot of them already, but... one of them is your 3 life lessons that you would share with our listeners to inspire them.
Yeah, God. Number one is, like, listen to your heart and follow your heart. And even when it's hard, coming to Antigua was actually quite hard, because I was leaving my family. And my mum, my dad, my sister, my niece and nephew, even though I knew it was the right thing to do and it was true. And I thought that it would break my relationships, but actually it strengthened them. Mm-hmm. So and brought a lot more love into my relationships with my family. So listen to and follow your heart is number one. Say no to the things that aren't for you and aren't in alignment with who you are and what you're here for, so that you stay in integrity. And don't push. Learn not to, you know, because Because we're taught that, you know, to go for your goals, grab them, feel the fear and do it anyway. Mm. You know, all of those, like, jump without a parachute and the world, and, you know, it's like, no, that just sends your nervous system into complete chaos. Mm. So my invitation is to listen to your heart, say no to what's not true, say yes to what is, and then go with the true timing for you. Like, there's a program that I want to do in my business and I know it's not yet, you know, and yeah. That's okay. Listen to that. Don't push, don't force, listen and go with life's natural unfolding.
Yeah, that's it's super perfection. Advice really is. And I can relate to so many elements of that. The Instagram handle, High Performance Woman, I looked on Instagram nearly 4 years ago now because I thought about, wouldn't it be great to have a High Performance Woman podcast that focused on the stories of women? And I bought the I got the Instagram handle, and it was nearly 4 years later then where I actually was able to say, okay, let's do this now. So the timing that you talk about there, I can totally relate to that as well.
I love that. You just parked it for when it was the time.
Yeah, exactly. Take small action and then leave it. And if it's meant to come back around for you, it will.
Small action is such a good advice as well, isn't it? Mm. Taking those small steps and they add up. You don't have to take giant leaps.
Yeah.
You know, just take the little steps that your nervous system can handle. Mm-hmm. And yeah, just don't kick your nervous system out.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
And it can be a total life change too. Change from that, because I think we're brought up in many ways to keep push. What's next? And to actually slow down and turn inward is really powerful. So
there was you just reminding me, that was my husband that walked by. But when I first came to Antigua, he said to me, because I was suffering anxiety in that first when I came back, and he said, I remember him saying to me, you are trying to go to the what's next.
Yeah.
And in Tiga, there's nothing next, only what we choose. And I was like, wow. Okay, I suddenly sat down with like some white or something. I was like, wow. So yeah, I started to choose and choose where I wanted to put my life force consciously rather than it just being dragged around.
Yeah. That's it's just amazing advice. So your book recommendations, I always say to people, it can't be your own, but you had two there. So the second
book. Oh, sorry then. So yes. Brave, Happy Work, Totally Change Your Life.
Yeah.
I love this book
by
Michael Singer, The Surrender Experiment. It changed my life. It is about choosing to go with the flow of life rather than what your head is saying. And it's full of brilliant stories. Like, he tells this amazing story. He buys this piece of land and just goes on it to meditate. And then people keep showing up. He's gone there to be in silence. And this woman shows up. She starts building a house on his land. And he's like, what? Who would come and do that? Who does she think she is? He went inside, meditated, came out and started to help her build it. And it becomes like a retreat center. And he ends up building a billion-dollar business by choosing to follow the flow of life and the opportunities life is bringing him rather than controlling with his head. Absolutely brilliant. Mm-hmm. Getting, when you read it, it kind of flows into you as well and you start doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then another book that I love, I really respect Wallace J. Nichols of The Blue Mind that I spoke about earlier. And he talks about the importance of water. And, you know, I explained that blue mind, red mind, gray mind. He really helped me understand, the power of blue mind. That's where we're creative. That's our high performance blue mind.
Yeah. I had never heard of the blue mind, red mind, gray mind. It's a really simple way of thinking where your head's at certain points in time.
Yeah, you can see, oh, actually, I'm too much in my reds. Mm. I'm going to go and just hang out walk my dog by the sea. And so, yeah, he's brilliant. He was a marine biologist and sort of went saving turtles. And now his purpose is changing our relationship with water and our story with water. And water is life. It is it's a consciousness and a life force itself. Like when we see the hill here in Antigua, it, like, when we have drought, or everything pulls back, you know, like everything starts to die off, and everything goes brown, and then, you know, the rain comes, the water comes, and it springs back to life, and it's wow, you can feel it, you can feel everything coming back to life. And so his call to us to respect water more, which we're not doing, especially in the UK right now, everything's sewage everywhere. His call to respect water, and that water is our prime real estate for inspiration and for creative inspiration, for high performance. He's awesome. Love Wallace.
Thank you for those. Two of the three I hadn't heard of. So plenty to read in the next few weeks. And finally, in terms of other high performing women that you feel I should be speaking to on this podcast, who would they be and why?
Oh, just one. Lisa M. Kaling. She is a world karate champion. She's also a concert pianist. She's also a lawyer. She's also a mum. But the thing that I love about her is that she's a master of flow, and that is high performance. So she had this incredible experience. For the first time, she experienced flow in the ring. She was in a fight at a championship, and she was 30 seconds to go, 2 points down, but she knew that she was going to win. She had, you know, that experience of, or she just knew she was going to win, and she went into the state of flow, and she won the match within 30 seconds. And she was like, what just happened to me? What was that? And so she studied that state of flow and high performance, and she's coached, you know, sports people and leaders and teachers of to master flow. She believes that flow is, it can be learned, it can be taught. And so she teaches people to get in the flow, live in the flow, and stay in the flow. And so, yeah, highly recommend her, Lisa M. Kaling. She has the flow method.
Okay. I'll reach out to you after the podcast, and hopefully you can connect us.
Yeah, I will. I'd be happy to.
Yeah. Kat, it's been such a pleasure. I think we could sit here for another 2 hours chatting about your life and all the other topics. But thank you so much for joining me today on High Performance Woman Podcast. I can hear the chickens and hens there in the background. And your husband was also the first man featured on High Performance Woman Podcast. So
you'll love that. Yeah.
So that's also a new milestone.
He's a windsurfer, Antigua. And again, that flow, he gets into the flow physically on the sea. So find the way that you access flow and go with that.
Mm-hmm. Have a fantastic day. Thank you very much, Kat.
My love. Lots of love.
You too. Bye-bye. I really hope you enjoyed today's episode. You can join the High Performance Woman tribe by subscribing, liking, and sharing podcasts with your friends and family, and by following me at High Performance Woman on Instagram and TikTok. I'll see you next time.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.